Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. Wherever you spend your mornings, NPR's Morning Edition is there with you. Through all you have to do, Morning Edition brings you all you need to know. Listen to Morning Edition tomorrow on the radio. Find your local station schedule at npr.org.
Get ready for a lot of fun and excitement.
That's your cue, Jasmine.
Are you ready, Felix?
Here we go. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. A lot of fun and excitement.
In the form of great new music, our mailboxes are filling up with stuff. And you get to start the show this week. What do we have?
So I want to talk to you about how I have fallen down the rabbit hole of SoundCloud. It's because it just sucked me in and I've been spending a lot of time on SoundCloud. Too much time. And I found this on SoundCloud. This is XNG and DJ Aztec doing a song called Mob. I'm really curious to know what you think about this, Felix.
It has all the elements that I really appreciate. It has all this playful studio stuff, all these sound designs. So, yeah, I can get into this one. I'm curious to know what you have next, though.
I'm starting off with a lot of heavy beats, right? I think I'm in a heavy beat period of my life. And next up, I brought a Mexican band from Guadalajara called Porter. In 2014, they released an album, Moctezuma. And it's an album I don't think we paid enough attention to. It's actually a fantastic album. And I brought in the song Huitzil. I love that this is a Mexican rock band that is kind of combining pre-Hispanic rhythms. I think a lot of times in Latin America, we've talked about this. You know, it's like you're either a rock band or you do kind of pre-Hispanic tribal stuff or you do cumbia, but everything's a little bit segregated. And I love this kind of new movement of fusing everything together. So check this out.
No sé si vienes de aquí o oh. no percibo tu energía y con un verso me ofreces la solución. Y desde que callo lo que pienso, antes de que decida lo que viene en el comienzo, me gustaría pintarlo como mancha sobre un lienzo. ¿Quién tiene la solución?
Yeah, right? It's very like anthem like, right? It has like a hymn feel to it. Like
absolutely.
A very epic.
Man.
It's those drums.
Yeah. They're replicating the traditional like Aztec type of dance and rhythm with the little and the shake it. Man, this is such a great song. I like that a lot.
I love this album. It's called Moctezuma. The band is called Porter. And the song is Huitzil, which in Nahuatl, I believe, means... Okay, let me do a triple translation here. Huitzil means colibri, and colibri means hummingbird.
Okay, I found one of these albums that is going to be one of my favorites for a long time. Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I hope it's good, because we're going to be hearing a lot of it.
Okay, the three guys. A guy named Neil Ochoa from Chicha Libre.
Okay.
A guy named Alvaro Benavides from the Pedrito Martinez group. And Jose Luis Pardo from Los Amigos Invisibles.
Wow, that's like an all-star lineup.
Right? They're all from Venezuela, and they're all playing very different types of music. And this album that they put together, they put a project together that they call Los Crema Paraíso. And it just lets their imaginations run wild. There's jazz, there's rock, there's exotica, there's funk. There's like 60s electric Latin jazz. It's a great, great album. And you know, it sounds like something I know, but I've never heard before. Right?
Yeah.
This is called To Zing Your Girlfriend.
Thank you. It's very Felix. No, it's very chill and groovy and like chill and.
It's, you know what it
laid
is?
Laid back, but it, funky.
It's it reminds me of music by this band from California in the 70s called El Chicano. Okay, they were from East L.A. They became sort of, they came out at the same time as just after Santana, right, in the early 70s. And they were always like in the shadow of Santana, but they were more of a jazz band than Santana was, and very guitar and organ heavy. And that's what this music reminds me of. It's like an extension of that, except these guys, obviously, they come from Venezuela. They've absorbed all these different influences. And I think it's just amazing to me that they come from a completely different part of the world and a completely different set of you know, circumstances growing up. But it's like they're the younger brothers of these guys from El Chicano. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the awesome thing about music. You can be related to someone on the other end of the world.
The album's called De Película, and the name of the group, again, is Los Crema Paraíso. Great, great album. Now, I'm going to go retro on you, okay? I got something in the mail. Oops, sorry.
Wait. When Felix says, I'm going to go retro on you, that means like music from the 1800s. Because you're already really into the whole retro vinyl stuff.
Sort of.
How retro are we going?
1960s.
I love it. That's like one of my favorite musical periods.
I got something in the mail from my friends at Vampisol in Madrid. Okay.
Oh, your favorite label. One of my favorite labels, too. I think they're awesome.
They go crate diving, and they find amazing things based on a theme. So this new album I got in the mail is called DJ Bongohead Presents the Afro Sound of Colombia Volume 2.
Wow.
And it's all Afro-Colombian music from the 1960s and 70s. And 24 tracks of crate diving gold. Okay. Just amazing stuff. I'm going to play just one of the tracks that just really jumped out. This is an old school cumbia from a group that called itself El Combo Loca. This is called Cumbia de la Luna.
Oh, I already love it.
Oh, listen to listening to this great music. Let me take a second to let you know that we're also interested in listening to you. Let us know what you think of this and other NPR podcasts by joining NPR Listen. It's important that we get as many voices as possible from all communities. So please let us know what you love and what you love less. Speak up now at nprlistens.org.
I know it's a virtue of the recording technology back then, but I just love that really thick, kind of scratchy sound. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a thick sound, and it's not, it doesn't feel overproduced.
Well, it has a lot to do with how they were recorded in the studio, you know, how they positioned the microphones and whether or not each individual instrument had a microphone like they do now. Each individual drum now has a microphone. Back in those days, maybe they'd put a mic over the entire rhythm section. So it sounds like a cohesive unit, right?
Right. It's like cohesive. That's a great word. It doesn't sound like each artist or each musician is in a different place.
They're all in the same place. They're all in the same room looking at each other, taking cues from each other. This is from, remember when about 5 years ago we went to Bogota and went to Discos Fuentes?
Yeah.
All of this stuff that's included on this compilation is from Discos Fuentes archive.
You know, I am of the idea that we need to start a series here on Alt Latino in which whenever we travel, you just go and do an entire show. I can tag along. And with you crate diving.
Oh my gosh.
At whatever local store is popular. You know, there's great vinyl stores in mostly every big city in the world. I think that should be our plan.
I'm all for that. This album, like I said, is 24 tracks. And one of the things that they have that I contemplated playing this, but I just, there's a track, like they have psychedelic rock, they have straight ahead cumbia. You know, it's all of this music that was being played as Colombia started to rediscover their African heritage. And so there's cumbia, like I said, there's cumbia, there's psychedelic rock, there's all these different things that are included in it. But they also have a cover of the Bee Gees' Staying Alive.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, can we hear that?
Yeah, we can hear that. I'm going to play it.
Thanks.
They include pictures in the liner notes of the album covers, and there's a reproduction of the John Travolta Saturday Night Fever cover with this guy dressed in the white suit like John Travolta with the disco ball, just like the album cover, except he's black and he has an afro on top of John Travolta's face. It's awesome. I love it.
This
is a cover of the Bee Gees' Staying Alive. Now I'm going to change the mood completely, all right? We're coming out of 1970s Colombia. We're coming back to the United States. We're coming back to Brooklyn, as a matter of fact. We're going to change the mood with a new album from Sandra Lilia Velasquez. She goes by SLV. She used to be the lead singer for the Mexican folk band with an edge called Pistolera.
Yes, that's where I know her from.
She has a great new album out right now. It's called This Kind, and this track is called Heartbreaker.
She is a real heartbreaker, and she's just the one for you. Leave your tricks and games at home. Show her the real you. She'll stop at nothing. I think you finally met your match. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your.
Okay, Jazz, what's next?
I'm a huge fan of this Swedish electronic music duo. They have this great song, a very popular song called Heartbeats. Anyway, I'm just, you know, goofing off online, and I found this Honduran Canadian woman who is doing this fabulous cover of Heartbeats. She does a lot of covers. She has some of her original work too, apparently really making a name for herself in the Canadian indie ground and in the US. Anyway, I think she's awesome. Her name is Daniela Andrade. And I thought her cover, you know, if you're going to do a cover of a really great song, you need to add your own very distinctive touch to it. You can't just, there's a difference between a cover and being an imitation band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought she really extracts the electronic part from this electronic song, and it works. Check it out, Fee.
Very nice. I want to hear more from that.
Right? She has some great covers. She's working on some really great original material. Her name is Daniela Andrade.
Want to hear more from her. Like I said, great, great stuff.
Good stuff.
Okay, we're going to go back to an album that was released in October by the band Torre Blanca from Mexico. And it was a good album, and we played something from the album, but they just recently released a video that I really, really liked, and I can't wait to put on our website. It's for one of the songs on the album. It's called Como Un Amigo. The song is good, and you'll really appreciate the video when you go to our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Cuando la vida llega de noche, cuando ya la cocina cerró, solo los niños duermen, solo los grillos pueden cantar sin voz. Somos de estrellas, polvo, un derroche, somos lo mismo que éramos hoy. Espero me perdone, que tenga que entregarle mi corazón.
Yo lo sé. Mi amor, que usted me ve como un amigo y lloraré. Yo sé que lloraré.
Como cuando en la infancia la muerte a mi chichi querida llevó, porque entendí mi suerte. Un día seré yo en este cajón, cuando el primer amor, el más fuerte, sentí nacer en mí la ilusión. Como de Castalia fuente, mis sueños sufrieron una inundación. Y esto que es un afán desierto, es una flor al viento, lisonja de los muertos. Y esto que es engaño colorido, fruto del olvido, de modas y conciertos.
Yo lo sé, que no le es tan atractivo mi amor, que usted me ve como un amigo y yo. Que lloraré
como lloré ayer.
Lloraré, ya sé que lloraré como lloré ayer.
Again, that's Torre Blanca. And Jasmine, this is the radio, so you can't see the video, but I take my word for it. It's very, very cool.
Cool. Listeners can check that out at npr.org/altlatino. That's our website. And leave a comment, because we love to hear from you.
Okay. I'm going to end the show now with something I just completely fell in love with, honestly. This is our friend Rana Santa Cruz.
He has a new album out, right?
He has a great new album out. It's called Por Ahí. And it is a mixture of Mexican music, folk music, mostly mariachi, but also with bluegrass, cool, with 20s style jazz.
What?
This album completely blew my socks off from beginning to end. Every single track is so meticulously crafted and well thought out, and the mash of musical styles doesn't disappoint. It sounds natural. It sounds organic. It's a high watermark for the year for Latin music. This is a great album. It's called Por Allí. The artist, again, is Rana Santa Cruz. I can tell you right now, this early in the year, that this is going to be one of my favorite albums of the year. The album's going to be released on Cinco de Mayo. Get it? In fact, it's so good, I want to let the whole track play. So let's remind our listeners that they can hear all of the music we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. I'm about to sneeze, so I'm going to make it quick. This has been Alt Latino.
And this is Marinero de Ley from Rana Santa Cruz.
Una copa vacía y en su ojo una lágrima más. Cuatro viejos regresan el tiempo y ella furiosa maldice a la mar. No se explica, pregunta y replica por qué la muerte lo vino a buscar. No comprendes, le dicen los viejos, no comprendes, no llores, mujer. Él murió con la vela en la mano, tabaco en la boca y coñac en la piel. Él murió como mueren los buenos, murió como un buen marinero de ley. En la mesa una copa vacía, en su ojo una lágrima más. No comprende, pregunta y le explica por qué la muerte lo vino a buscar. Se mece en el mar, baila y sonríe, viene y se va. Fue un buen marinero de ley. En la mesa